thought or emotion going into your professional debut here on Saturday?
First off, it's a dream come true of being able to play in an NFL game, regardless if it's preseason or regular season. But, I'm excited, ready to get out there, play somebody else. But, it's going to be a fun weekend.
Is there anything in camp that's maybe, been a struggle for you that you're, looking to emphasize on fixing for this game? Or no?
Coming into a new offense and trying to learn a whole new system, there's going to be struggles every day, especially when you put in new stuff. So, really, just my main emphasis to work on this weekend is to for what the game plan is, have that down, and then as we go on, continue to improve as things expand.
Any idea how much play yet?
I do not know that. Leave that up to the coaches.
Two guys ahead of you in the room, both have a decade of experience in the league. They gave any advice to you yet?
They give me advice every day. So, they've been extremely helpful. What to expect, stuff, certain things to do when you're in doubt, and you're not sure about something. Just different like little tips like that, because they were rookies at one point and they had to go through the same thing. So they've been extremely helpful.
Well, Ryan, has the learning curve been bigger than you thought it would be?
No, I'm coming in expecting. I knew the Giants had a very sophisticated offense. Coming here and realizing how sophisticated it is, there's no question why. How good they've been. That's why they are so good, because the guys who have been here who have been playing know what they're doing, and they got answers for everything. So that's probably one of the biggest things, is that this is complex but learnable system. So it's going to take some time, but once you understand the philosophies, you'll be all right.
Are you nervous about Saturday?
One good thing is I've played in that stadium a couple times already, so the atmosphere, it's going to be a little bit different, but the field's going to be a little familiar. Going into your first game, it's always going to be something.
The fact that it's home for you basically kind of make a difference, or?
It's not really too home. I'm from Philly, and Pittsburgh's a little bit away, so but I got some family members coming and stuff, so it's going to be nice to be able to play in my home state and play in front of some family and friends.
There are times you're throwing interceptions in training camp. Is that because you're trying to force things because they want you to throw the ball? Would there have been times where you simply would have thrown the ball away in a regular game?
More or less. Some of the interceptions were just bad balls on my part. Miscommunication or something that plays that came in new that I kind of had to learn on the fly, now I know. So it's one of those. Those INTs are definitely just part of the learning process. Learn from them and try to move on.
Right, what would be an ideal way for this to play out on Saturday for you?
First off, win the game, first and foremost. We go out there and win. Just going out there and executing, moving the ball, being efficient, and scoring points when we get out there.
A lot of rookie quarterbacks went into their first preseason game. There's an even more heightened buzz because that guy's going to start in a few weeks, regular season. It's a little bit different for you here, obviously, barring injury.
Right.
Does that, you kind of keep that in the back of your mind? That I guess there's a little bit more of a cushion that you have as opposed to in 4 weeks I'm doing this for real.
Not as much because, regardless of where I am in the depth chart, my chances of playing, I'm always going to prepare like a star. That's just how I've always been, ever since I was back in college. That's just what I do, because, on any given day, something can happen. So you got to be ready. And, it's just the way it is.